Time for your letters. There were comments from across the political spectrum in response to my post-election comments about President-elect Obama 2 weeks ago. Among other things, I suggested that Mr. Obama's background in Chicago politics contributed to his success and suggested it may inform his presidency. I meant that as a compliment, by the way, but Diana Moore of Chicago said that phrase, Chicago politician, evokes a picture of graft and machine wheeling dealing that fails to recognize Obama as a superb strategic thinker. Jeff McFadden of Richmond, Missouri writes, I greatly enjoyed and appreciated your take on Obama as a Chicago politician in the best sense. We desperately need a president who understands the mechanics of government in order to get a hard job done. And a somewhat idealistic but entirely realistic Chicago Paul sounds to me like the best we could hope for. Last week, pianist and composer Rob Capello sat down with our special correspondent Susan Stamberg for a musical deconstruction of the Depression-era anthem, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
We alluded to several renditions of the song in the interview, but none of them resonated as much as this rendition by our own Dan Shore. Edward Perrone of Santa Fe, New Mexico, wrote, I cried when I heard Dan Shore singing Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? This was a pop anthem in my childhood. We all knew it. We all knew what it meant. Now we have lived long enough to know what it may mean again. Who couldn't cry? We welcome your comments. Come to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. You can also post responses on our blog, npr.org/soapbox.